The celebrations are continuing in Armagh, where the victorious football team have returned with the Sam Maguire. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey is with them. Marty, tell us about the past few hours. Where have you been?
Well, to be honest with you, there's been only one stop because I don't think anybody went to bed until about 6 o'clock this morning. I got a few of them up for Morning Ireland, and I thank Ben and Charlie Ogue for doing that. We lost Mr. Turbot en route, but that having been said, they're so happy, and to see all the hard work coming to fruition, they can hardly believe it. And this morning, they've just come back to the Carrickdale Hotel now, but they've been in Craigavon at the Children and Young People Centre, where the medical staff and the patients were just so deliriously happy. And there was a certain kind of a personal angle here as well, because Kieran McGeaney's son was unwell last week, and they brought him here to the hospital, and Kieran is very very proud of the fact of the staff here did such a great job with his son. And it was a great picture in one of the papers when Kian and his dad were holding the Sam Maguire, a historic picture, and so a happy ending. And indeed, I suppose there's a little bit of thank you here by coming to the Craigavon Hospital, saying, you know, the Children's Hospital in Temple Street is normally the place, but today they came to a local hospital and got a huge reception. It was wonderful.
Yeah, this is the second week, of course, for you, Marty. I have a feeling the voice is starting to fade on you a wee bit at this stage. The official homecoming, where and when will it be?
Well, Rachel, I'm hoping to get a day off tomorrow, Rachel, and rest, because it's been wild celebrating Clare's All-Ireland victory and now celebrating Armagh. And I know I said it on last night in the Sunday game about buying a site or something in Armagh. I've been here so many times. I've got loads of offers today, and all jokingly, by the way, but it's great fun to be up here. To answer your story, or to answer your question, they're going back to the Carrickdale, and at 4:15, they're going to board a bus, and then they're heading to the athletic grounds in Armagh City. And they're expected, and they want to be there at 5:00. It might be a little bit later, because I'm expecting anything. The Armagh support is phenomenal. It was the 16th player on the pitch yesterday. And I think once they get going or near Armagh City, the crowds will come out in their thousands. But in the athletic grounds, there'll be a minimum of 16,000. The 16,000 tickets were sold within a half an hour of it being announced that that's where the team were going. And I expect probably a few more as well. But Kieran McGeaney and Aidan Farker and the team are really looking forward to the homecoming. Their dreams have been fulfilled, and they're looking forward to meeting the people who played a huge role. They followed them through Division 3 to Division 2 to Division 2 final, and now to an All-Ireland, and to see the Sam Maguire. Even this morning, Rachel, you know, Ben Creeley was with me, and he said, I've touched the Sam Maguire so many times to say, is this real? Do we really have it? It means so much to them and to the people of Armagh.